Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. One of the things I love about the title Arise is I can remember Babby Mason back in her glory days in the 80s sang the song that said, "Arise, my child, arise." I love that. I can still see her on the platform of the church I attended and served at the time. Arise, my child, arise. Well, the beautiful reason, the way we can arise on this day following Easter, we can arise because Jesus arose. Look with me in Matthew chapter 28. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead sleep. And then the angel spoke to the women. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who is crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." Yeah, I don't think they had a problem remembering, do you? I think that's something I would have remembered and would have been blazed into my memory forever, that they showed up to see Jesus, the person they put all their hope and all their trust in. They had last seen him as he was dead and taken away to this tomb. And now, when they arrive at the tomb to prepare himself post-Sabbath to be able to anoint his body and prepare it for the grave properly, the stone is rolled away, an angel is sitting on top of it, and the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid." Listen, friend, you can arise and face whatever is ahead of you because of the hope and the peace that comes from the risen Christ. He has arisen so that we could arise. He has given his life that we might have life, and he beat death so we didn't have to die. Every time I think of the day after Easter, I think of myself in the belief that, and trust that you might as well, that one of the things that is beautiful about living the Christian life is that today started a whole new life. Today started a brand new week. Today started the ability to rise above whatever you have because Jesus has arisen. He's risen. He is risen indeed. Walk in that today with the power and the confidence of the risen Savior. Friend, there is no power like resurrection power. Go live in that today. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.